together before, but I was in my prayer today, and the Lord spoke to me, and I thought about if God revealed himself in these names, then we need to look at how God revealed himself and when God revealed himself and why God revealed himself to his people at a particular time. And that's what we're going to do tonight. I'm just going to lay some foundation. But you have that handout. Please take it with you, and we'll be studying these. I'll preach one night, and Pastor Ricky will preach one. But we've just got them in order here. And what we want to do is look into the Word of God and how God chose a covenant people, and then how God chose us, and then how God fulfills everything, all of these compound redemptive names in the person of Jesus Christ. The Bible refers to God by many names, and one of those names in each and every one, they reveal an aspect or the character of God or God's relationship with us. So the more we know about God, the more we know God. And the more we know God, the more we can trust God. Amen? Now, in the Old Testament, we find the Hebrew names for God, and it's through those names that God revealed himself and made himself known to his covenant people, Israel. Elohim is one of the names for God, and it means one who is great, one who is mighty, one who speaks and it is done, one who is to be worshiped. So we worship God, and God is pleased when we worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's how we should worship him. Amen. But the word Elohim, it is used in the Bible more than 2,700 times. And another name found for God in the Old Testament is the El Shaddai. God revealed himself to Abraham and to Israel as the El Shaddai, the God who is all sufficient, the Almighty One, the God who is more than enough. I like that, that my God is more than enough for whatever I face, whatever you face. Hallelujah. Then God later spoke to Moses from a burning bush, and he told him, you go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. His people had been slaves in Egyptian bondage for 430 years. And Moses said, well, God, who shall I tell him has sent me? And God says, tell him that I am sent you. In other words, God was telling Moses, whatever you need me to be, when you need me to be that, that's what I will be. I'm the I am. Hallelujah. And that's true today for you and me. God told Moses that I'll be your cloud by day, I'll be your pillar of fire by night. I'm the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the God who is more than enough. So the name El Shaddai, it is used 48 times in the scriptures. God also revealed himself as Adonai, the God who is the owner or the ruler of all things. All the gold is God's, all the silver is God. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he entrusts us to be good stewards of what he places in our hand. The term Adonai is used 3,000 times in the scriptures. But the name that God most often revealed himself to his people as was the name Jehovah. The name Jehovah is used over 6,800 times in the scriptures. Jehovah is the name of God. It means the God of revelation, the God who becomes to his people whatever their need demands. I like that. The word Jehovah means the God who reveals himself. And what he was revealing to his people Israel as he was giving them these names is who he was and what he would be in that instant, in that situation that they were facing. And that's why I've entitled this series, The God Who Reveals Himself. That's what Jehovah means. So we're going to look at these 8 compound redemptive names found in the Old Testament, and we're going to study them in biblical order, just the way God gave them in the scriptures. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God who wants to give us revelation. All your promises there, yes, and you want us to study, show ourselves approved. You want us to grow in grace and knowledge, to become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You said, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. God, you want your people to do wonders and signs and for the gifts of the Spirit to operate in your church, Lord, because the world is hurting. There are people who are dying and crying and sighing, and Lord, they need help. And, Lord, that's why you put a church here. And that's why you have redeemed us, Lord, so that we could be the catalyst through which you move. Bless your people tonight. Give us revelation knowledge. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, all of these compound redemptive names that are on that list there, they are all fulfilled in the person and in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. I want you to keep that in mind because I'm going to be referring to this as we go through this study. But the first compound redemptive name that God identified himself as is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. God told Abraham, I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. God told Abraham, he said, I want you to take your son. I want you to go to Mount Moriah, and I want you to offer him up as a living sacrifice to me. And when they were going up the mountain, Isaac asked his dad, he said, Father, where is the sacrifice? And look at Genesis 22 and 8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. So they're going up this mountain, and Abraham knew God would provide. He had been trusting God for that son for 25 years, and when he showed up, he knew he was the son of promise. He said, if he goes up in smoke, God will raise him up from the ashes if he has to. Hallelujah. But God saw that after Abraham put him on that altar and, you know, raised the knife, that Abraham would not withhold his only son for him. And so God provided a ram that day, and he identified himself to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh. Let's look at the scriptures. Genesis 22, 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Now, can you imagine seven mountaintops, and here's a ram going up the right mountain to be caught at the right place to provide the right sacrifice because God had pre-planned it all. I tell you, our God's an awesome God. He was caught in a thicket by the horns, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. God provided a ram as a sacrifice. And God said, Abraham, I want you to take your son, and I want you to go on down that mountain. And Abraham, Jesus told a bunch of Pharisees one day, he said, Abraham saw my day and was glad. Abraham, we've been there. He stood at the place of the Mount Moriah, looked across to the place of the skull. He saw Calvary. He saw three crosses. He saw Jesus' day. And God said, Abraham, this is my version. Abraham, you see that man on the center cross? That's my son. He's the sacrificial lamb. He's the one that will take away the sins of the world. You take your son, you go on down the mountain, and you enjoy him, Abraham. It's my son that will be the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. Now, when those soldiers platted that crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head, they didn't realize the significance of their action. Thorns represent the curse. And Jesus bore the curse for us, that the blessings of Abraham, woo, might come on the Gentiles through faith. Hallelujah. Go back and get some of my sermons on the blessings of Abraham. It will bless you. I promise you that. On the Christ cross, Jesus Christ took the curse of our failures. He took the curse of our insufficiencies. And he became our Jehovah Jireh. And that's why the Bible tells us, look at Philippians 4:19. The Apostle Paul caught this revelation. He said, but my God, Philippians 4:13, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19, try that one. Hallelujah. There you go. If I make a mistake and if I got it loaded right back there, just go and throw it up there. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm pulling a lot of stuff out of my brain, okay? Amen. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's the revelation. Christ is truly our Jehovah Jireh. And whatever we need, his provision shall be seen. He's our Savior. He's our Deliverer. He's our Sanctifier. He's our Holy Ghost baptizer. He's our healer. He's the all in all. And whatever you need him to be, at the moment you need Jesus to be that, if you will release your faith, praise God, he will be the all sufficient one. He's the great I am, and he will take care of your need. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Whatever the need, our God supplies our need through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and has given him a name above every name. Hallelujah. Now, the second compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Rapha. Now, I wondered, why would God reveal himself as the healer so quickly? Now, think about his covenant people. They had been in bondage for 430 years. God sends a deliverer, Moses, and he brings them out. Psalms 107, 20. It's not loaded, but put it up there. Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20 says, he brought them forth also with silver and with gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Psalms 107, verse 20. Well, hallelujah. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. So God has identified himself as our Jehovah Rapha. Now, when God revealed this to him, it was at the bitter waters of Marah that God identified himself as Jehovah Rapha. Moses cried out. The people were murmuring. They were complaining. They were griping. There's no water. And Moses cried out to God, what shall we drink? And the Lord showed Moses a tree. And when Moses cast that tree into the waters that were bitter, God made the waters sweet. That tree, my friend, represents the cross of Jesus Christ. And he is truly our Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. He can take bitter things, the bitter things in your life, and I promise you, he can make them sweet. He can heal your marriage. He can heal your relationship. He can heal your home. He can heal your body. He can heal your mind. He can heal your emotions. He can heal anything because he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Many times when he heals, we don't forget. He just takes the pain. He took the pain from me. I still remember combat. I still remember Vietnam. But guess what? I remember it, but I don't hurt anymore. Hallelujah. Because Jesus healed me emotionally. And I said, God, if you can do that, I take the limits off of you. And that was the moment in my life after God saved me and delivered me and gave me peace of mind that I decided, God, I believe you. I believe your word, and I'll use every ounce of faith I have to get things from you. And God, I'll use my faith to get things for other people too. Use your faith. Your faith will work for you. Some people don't have any faith. So use your faith for them and bless them. And Jehovah Rapha, the great healer, he will show up and show off in any situation you take him to. Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's our healer. Look at what God told Moses in Exodus 15:26. Now, there are some conditions tied to this. And if he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the disease upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Right there, he identified himself as Jehovah Rapha. Jesus is our Jehovah Rapha. Look at what Peter said, 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you're healed. Now put Exodus 15:26 back up there. I want you to see this. Look at this condition. Diligently hearken. Do what I tell you. I will put none of this. Now go back to 1 Peter 2:24. Go back to that. First Peter 2:24, brother. Now, I want you to see. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body, that we being dead to sin should live how? Unto righteousness. Live right, and you have confidence in your heart, and you can get great things from God. We should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you will heal. What is wrong in the church today? We got people with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. And they need some Holy Ghost-filled preachers that will stand up, rightly divide the word of God, preach the truth, call sin, sin, and tell people live a righteous life, and you can get answers from God. The church needs help today. I need help. You need help. There is no new revelation. It's just old truths that the church has lost. And God is moving, and he's moving in this place, and he's moving in my heart to reveal some great treasures. Hallelujah. Jesus is our Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer who restores, who cures, and who heals in a physical sense. He heals spiritually, morally, and emotionally. He will heal your life. I promise you, he will give you joy unspeakable that is full of glory. Jesus has provided total healing for the total man, spirit, soul, and body. And God wants you to enjoy life to its fullest. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Isn't that what you want? That's what I want. That's what I want for my family. That's what I want for my friends. That's what I want for the church. I want people to walk in liberty and to enjoy what God has provided at the cross through Jesus Christ. Thirdly, the third compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, our banner. He's our banner of love. Amen. God brought Israel out, and then God began to fight their battles. And as long as they looked to God, and as long as they said, God, we need your help, just like if we do today, God fought their battles. When Amalek came out to destroy Israel, God revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, our banner. This is America's banner right here. This thing goes into battle. You ever seen the statue of Iwo Jima where those four Marines were holding that up? Just to let everybody know, hey, we're still in the fight. This banner is going before us. And that's what God does. His banner over us is love, and he's our Jehovah God, Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Look at Exodus 17:14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will truly put out of remembrance Amalek from under heaven. Amalek came to Israel at the weakest point, and he attacked them. He attacked the children, and God was displeased. He attacked the women and the children. God says, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nisi. There it is. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. God fought Israel's battles. As long as they walked in obedience, no nation could stand against them. God represented their cause. It was his battle. And he brought them deliverance and he brought them salvation whenever they called upon him. He said, just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And there are sometimes that you and I, having done all to stand, just stand. The battle is not yours. You're not fighting flesh and blood, principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And God will show up if you will call upon the name of Jesus. Live right, pray right, believe right, and God will fight your battles, and you'll come out a winner every time. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our banner, and his banner over us is love. And he is our strength, and he is our salvation. He has abolished death. He has abolished the fear of death for his people. He did that on the cross when he conquered death, hell, and the grave. The Bible says he made a show of the devil openly. He triumphed over him in it, and he has given life and immortality to us through the blood of his cross. What a powerful Savior. What a wonderful God. A God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who will fight our battles, and his banner over us is love. God is love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He did that to redeem us back unto himself, to make a bridge over which we could cross. We could not approach God in his holiness. So God sent his Son. He shed his blood. And that blood, once applied to our hearts, gives us a right standing with God, and we can go across the bridge to God. Hallelujah. Bible says he lives. And because he lives, we also shall live. He has abolished death. Look at what Paul said. I got excited doing this today. 1 Corinthians 15:55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But look at this. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through, woo! I'm talking victory, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus, we have no fear of death. Jesus is our Jehovah Nisi. His banner over us is love. I tell people, I said, if you don't remember anything else I preach, just know this, God loves you. Isn't that wonderful to know that God loves you? Fourthly, the fourth compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Makedesh. God revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctifies. Now God needed a special priesthood. So God talks to Moses and tells him how to structure everything. God is a God of order. If you'll follow his order, you'll get his promises fulfilled in your life. And he tells him how to build everything. And then he said, I want a special priesthood because I need somebody to minister to my people. I need a holy people. Look at Leviticus 20:7. And God says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Look at verse 8. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you. Do you see how important obedience is in getting things from God? God doesn't make it hard. God says, don't do this and do this. Don't do that and do this. And what that is God's way of saying is don't hurt yourself by breaking my commandments. Help yourself by walking in the light of my word. Hallelujah. God is a great God. So God wanted a holy people, so he set aside the Levitical priesthood, a tribe of priests that were to be holy unto the Lord. Now, as goes the priest, so goes the people. So God said, sanctify yourself and teach the people to live holy. Can you imagine a man getting up preaching that doesn't live right and telling you how to live? That's like saying, do as I say, but not as I do. No, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So God says, as goes the priest, so goes the people. So to be sanctified, it means to be set apart. It also means to be made holy. So God sets us apart unto holiness, a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared for every good work, for every battle you go into, you're prepared, hallelujah. Because your heart doesn't condemn you. You got the whole armor of God on you. Suited up. You got the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and you win every time. Isn't God great? Hallelujah. Jesus becomes our sanctifier in the New Testament. And God has provided us a new and a better covenant. The blood of goats and bulls, they simply covered the sin in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the blood of Jesus cleanses us, hallelujah, from all sin. Paul said sin, he got a revelation. He said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him. Hallelujah. Are you crucified? Have you been back to the cross? Do you go down daily to die to yourself, to die to your will, so God can be supreme in your life? If you do, you can live a life of victory. Hallelujah. Look at John 17:17. Now, Jesus is in the garden in John 17. He's praying his high priestly prayer, and he prays to the Father. And look at this. He says, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is the truth. Every time you come in here, I promise you, I will wash you in the water of God's word, and you're being sanctified. I just preach the word. I tell people, I said, I'm like an agitator in a washing machine. Those old washing machines. I said, I just push you this way, and I push you that way, and I push. And when you go out, guess what? You'll be clean. I'll be clean. You just get washed in the water of the word of God. Isn't the word good? Go on, praise God. And then you have confidence in your heart toward God that whatsoever you ask of him, you receive it because you keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We need to be washed. I need the washing of the water of the word. Hallelujah. Look at John 17:19. Now, here's a man that never sinned. Now, look at what he said. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Jesus didn't know any sin. He took our sin. But in the region of darkness, after he was crucified, he took that cloak of sin. He cast it off. You just need to see that. Sin shall not have dominion over. Jesus took your sin, having been clothed in your sin. He cast it aside. And up from the grave he arose. Hallelujah. The mighty conquerors of the foes. He arose from the dead and the dark domain. And he lives forever with the saint to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. And because he arose, we too shall rise. Go on and praise him for resurrection life. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is coming for a glorious, triumphant, victorious church. He's coming for a church that has a virgin spirit. And it's going to be a holy church. It's going to be a church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Now, how in the world can anybody ever attain that state? It's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of his cross. Don't ever go on your righteousness. Go on the righteousness of God and the blood. Look at Ephesians 5:25. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why, Paul? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. That agitator in the pulpit. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. The first benefit you enjoy in the new covenant is forgiveness of your sins with the new birth. But we also enjoy the benefit of sanctification and deliverance from the dominion of sin because we're sanctified by the blood. We're sanctified by the Spirit. We're sanctified by the Word. And then God says, sanctify yourself. Just lay some things aside yourself. I've given you power. I've given you authority. So just rise up in your faith and cast some of it aside. Sanctify yourself. Number five. The fifth compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Shalom. It was to Gideon that God revealed himself as Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and told him, the Lord has chosen you to lead his people. The Lord will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. He said, who am I? I'm the least in my family, and my family is the least in all the tribes, and I'm on the bottom of the totem pole. And when the angel departed, Gideon thought, I will surely die because I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. That angel of the Lord there was the incarnate Christ. It's called a theophany. When they actually saw Jesus in the Old Testament. He saw him. Amen. Look at Judges 6:23. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. No more fear. God is our peace. Oh my, the people in the world are afraid. So many people, fear grips their heart. The Bible says, perfect love casts out all fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So we enjoy that benefit of peace. Now, look at this. Christ in our atonement, he is the basis for our peace with God. Look at John 14:27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When I was first saved, the devil tried to overcome me with fear. Somebody asked me to teach. And I said, yeah, I'll do that. And I got alone. The devil said, you can't do that. Put Isaiah 41:10 up there. Isaiah 41:10. And devil said, you can't do that. You don't know anything about the Bible. It just come out of my spirit. Yes, I'll do that. And then I got along. I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, God said. Took fear out of my heart forever. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I didn't know who the right hand of his righteousness was, but then later I found out it's Jesus. He's seated at the right hand of his majesty on high, Lord and high priest of a new and a better covenant that he cut with his own precious blood. I tell you, the Bible is exciting, isn't it? Jesus is our Jehovah Shalom. The sixth compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Rohi. God revealed himself to David as Jehovah Rohi. He said, I am the Lord, your shepherd. Look at Psalms 23 and 1. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Woo! See, the primary responsibility of the shepherd is to take care and provide for his flock. He is to feed them. He is to lead them. He's to take them to green pastures and to clean, pure water. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is the shepherd of his people because he is the good shepherd. And because he is our shepherd, we need not fear anything. Whether I live unto the Lord. Whether I die unto the Lord. Whether I live or whether I die, I am the Lord's. It's just that simple. I'm on my way to heaven. What can separate me from the love of God? Neither principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you in Christ tonight? Is he in you? Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at John 10 and 11. Jesus said, John 10 and 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Look at verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known by name. Jesus said, I know you. I know where you are. I know who you are. I know what you're going through. And I'm your Jehovah Jireh also. And I can take care of any need that you have. If you're sick, I'm your Jehovah Rapha and I'll heal you. If your mind's in turmoil, I'm Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, and I'll give you my peace. Whatever you need, it's all encapsulated in the person of Jesus Christ. Look at John 10:27. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. His true sheep follow him. They want to. It is my delight, O God, to do thy will. Are you delighted to do his will? Are you delighted? That's the place you will find the greatest enjoyment in life. When you find what God's will for you is and you start doing that, you will find that your life is so fulfilled. And you'll wonder, how in the world could I be so happy in the midst of all these problems and all these troubles? It's because of Jesus. He fulfills us, the desires of our heart. Look at this. John 10:28, he said, they follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus is our Jehovah Rohi, our good shepherd, who leads us and guides us. The seventh compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Tsidkenu. God revealed himself to his covenant people, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. And then God revealed himself to Jeremiah as Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteous. Wonder why he waited so long to do that. Now, Israel, they would not serve God. God had just put up with them and put up with them and put up with them. They would not keep his commandments. And Jeremiah becomes known as the weeping prophet because of Israel's spiritual condition. He got one time he said, I'm just not going to preach to them anymore. God, I quit. He said, but his word was like a fire shut up in my bones, and I could not forbear. I just got to preach it. I just got to preach it. I just got to tell somebody about the goodness of God. I can't help myself. I just got to go and tell. Hallelujah. He's our Jehovah Tsidkenu. So as God revealed the coming Redeemer, the Redeemer who would save his people, Jehovah Tsidkenu, God revealed himself as the Lord, our righteousness. Look at Jeremiah 23:25. I love this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. And in his days, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safe. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. This is one of the compound redemptive names. We've been redeemed from sin by the precious blood of Jesus. And he has imparted to us the gift of righteousness. Isaiah said that our righteousness is as filthy rags. But we become the righteousness of God when we accept Christ. Amen. No matter how great your sin, no matter how far down you have fallen, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he, God, has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That means you have a right standing with God. The blood declares us free and qualified to become the very righteous of God. That means we stand before God justified, just as if we had never sinned. And when God looks at us, he sees the blood and he says, you're righteous. I accept you. Come on in, son. Come on in, my daughter. The eighth compound redemptive name that God revealed himself by is Jehovah Shammah. God revealed himself to Ezekiel as Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there. Ezekiel 48:35. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of that city from that day shall be the Lord is there. The God who is there. The God who will never leave us. The God who will never forsake us. The Lord is there. Look at what Jesus provided in our new and better covenant. Look at Hebrews 13:5. Paul said, let your conversation or let your lifestyle be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 20, in the latter part of that verse, look at that. He says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I said, always is long enough. And to the end of the earth, that's far enough. Hallelujah. And after that, we'll just step over into the glory world. And forever and ever, we shall be with our Lord and our Savior. Jesus is the God who is always there. But not only is he with us, praise God, he is in us. This is the mystery, is what I've been working toward right here. This is the mystery that was hidden for ages. If the devils had known this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What is that mystery, Paul? Look at Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. God is our Jehovah Shammah. He is the God who is there. He is the God who is with us, but he is the God who is in us. Woo! Now, God's final revelation of himself is Jesus Christ. Thank you for this, Brother Philip, as we were talking this evening. Jesus said, the Father and I one. If you have seen me, you've seen the Father. All that God is in his compound redemptive names, they are all fulfilled in the person and in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why that name, Jesus, carries such power. He carries authority in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. There is no other name like it. Say it with me about three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Glory to God. We wanted to take tonight and have everyone come back into the sanctuary because we want to celebrate with Brother Jonathan and Sister Regina Stafford. Pastor Jonathan has taken a church at a full-time job at another church, and we just want to have a little gathering tonight and fellowship. I want to give everybody here, especially those in the youth department, an opportunity to hug their necks and show them some love and just tell them how much you appreciate their ministry and what they've done for you and what they mean to you in your life. And we got refreshments and some juices and things out in the coffee shop there, and we will be going out there shortly. Sunday morning, pray that the weather moves on away from this place. Hallelujah. That bad weather. We need good weather. We're having a very special day, first responders, and we're going to have a day where we back to church Sunday. We're going to eat here on the campus. We're going to have a tent set up outside. We'll have some tables there. We'll have tables inside. We got picnic tables outside. And we're just going to have a good time, and this will be the very last Sunday that Pastor Jonathan and Sister Regina will be with us. So this will be sort of a homegoing celebration as they go to their new home and all. Let us pray. Brother Philip, would you come and just bless this fellowship tonight and just ask the Lord's blessings upon us. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you tonight for sending us Jonathan and Regina. Thank you, Lord, for that they've been able to do with us. Lord, we love them, and we will continue to love them as they go from us. And Lord, we know that they will continue to love us as they go from us. Pray that you would bless them abundantly. Everything that their hands touch, you would bless it. Help them to understand and realize that they are blessed and highly favored of God. Bless the fellowship we're about to partake of and any of the food that's been prepared for us. Pray that you would bless it, anoint it for the nourishment of our bodies and our bodies for your service in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Look at three people on your way out to the coffee shop and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God.